Was there a river running under Main Street in Wells River?
The river beneath the streets of Wells River began in 1810 when Bill Blake built a dam across the Wells River, a dam about 400 yards west of the current bridge at the north end of the village. The dam created a diversion of the river water into a canal, or flume, as it was popularly called. The flume powered an early grist mill. Then sometime between 1810 and 1844, Ira White, owner of the paper mill, built the flume which ran from that dam, then under Main Street, and back to the river in back of the old bank building on the east side of Main Street. The flume was first visualized as a pond created by the dam, which lay in back of the current fire station. Granite supports for that pond and the flume can still be found in that area. The flume powered a sawmill located at the bottom of Route 302 Hill, then under the street to power a manufacturing operation in the building now occupied by Big Cones, and continued under the Jock Oil building to the grist mill, which is in back of the house next to the bank, which it also powered. The drive beside the bank building led to that grist mill. By providing power to businesses not in the river, the flume was a unique idea and would appear to have been a successful venture. But Ira White never recouped his costs of construction and he wound up broke. The flume powered by those three businesses until 1915, when a flood badly damaged the dam and the dam was never rebuilt. Ira White's financial problem caused him to lose the paper mill. The channel for the flume, however, remained until the flood of 1927, when Main Street collapsed into it. Some of the channel remained where it had emptied back into the river, and for many years was explored by daring young folks. There is a connection between the flume and the Bailey-Hazen Military Road.
But that is a story for another day.